Good morning, and God bless you as you labor with me as I continue in the book of Philippians. Yesterday we discussed 4:3, and we talked about being called out. Being called out. So let's continue in that line. Heavenly Father, we praise you and we give you glory. We praise you and we give you glory today as you walk with us through the scriptures. And we know within about 60 days we'll be celebrating your birth, so let's prepare for that and talk about how important it is that we maintain our relationship with you. Amen. So, as we look at Philippians 4, we know that this is a sort of counseling. And Paul is telling these Philippians, you're dearly loved and longed for. So he says, so then, my brothers, you are dearly loved and longed for. This is another translation. My joy and crown. In this manner, stand firm in the Lord, dear friends. I urge Euodia. Or Syntyche, to agree in the Lord. Yes, I also ask you, true partner, to help these women who have contended for the gospel at my side, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your graciousness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Don't worry about anything. And this is a good scripture for us because we are all worried right now about what's going to happen to us. How is it going to play out? What is God's plan in all of this? And we have so many questions, but if we look at this scripture, you see that there's an urging that occurs, and Paul says, I urge you, and I urge you, Syntyche, to agree in the Lord. And then he says, I also ask you. So, what he's saying is rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in him always. And let your graciousness be known to everyone. Because the Lord is near. And don't worry. But in everything through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. So whatever it is that we're worrying about and whatever it is we're trifling and fretting over and we're pondering over, God urges us to rejoice in him and let your request be known to him. And it's going to be, as we said before, an individual request because he is your individual Savior. And that's significant. So this is an exhortation. It's just saying, you are my true partner as God is partnering with you. Fellowship he's making is with you, and he's saying that you are co-yoked, co-yoked with him. And as Paul was co-yoked with these people that he's talking to, the Philippians, you are co-yoked with God. And so we have to continue the dialogue with him. Letting him know about any problems, letting him know about anything that we're worrying about, whether it's of the church or it's something moral or whatever is going on in your life. We have to allow him to know in our relationships with him, in our individual relationships with him. Let him know as if you're talking to a friend, a partner that you're walking with. So say, God's my partner. And I can talk to him about whatever it is that I'm going through. And we don't worry about the form or the fashion that we go to him. We just tell him our request. It says, let your request be known. That means whatever it is that you're worried about, whatever it is that you're concerned about, give it to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses every thought, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And he says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any moral excellence, and if there is any praise, dwell on these things. Do what you've learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. So, I know sometimes it's difficult and it's hard to get into that position, to get into that frame of mind. But don't think that God is so high and holy. He is high and holy. But you have to remember that he called you. When you say, Lord, he's calling you. He's saying, Mavis. I'm saying, Lord, he's saying Mavis. At the same time that I'm saying, Lord, he's saying Mavis. And that's really deep if you think about it. Because we were predestined. And he foreknew. And in this partnership, he knows all about you. He is your true partner. He's your true help. So he's like a co-worker, a co-laborer. And he's saying, as your best partner would say, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I got your back. I got your back. I got this. That's what he's saying. And I just wanted to tell you that he's with you no matter what. And so just tell him whatever it is. With thanksgiving, of course, but let your requests be known. And raise your petitions. Every thought, anything that's bothering you. And let him guard your heart and let him guard your mind. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we forget, but the Bible says, dwell on these things. Dwell on the good things. Even though there is something out there that is bugging you, just try to dwell on the best for moral excellence. Moral excellence. Amen. And the peace of God will be with you. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this inspired word. I thank you for being my individual God, for being my co-worker, for being my partner, for walking with me through this situation and whatever it is that's going on in this world. There will always be a situation. There will always be things that are unexpected. And there will always be times that we're not prepared for. They will happen. And sometimes they last so much longer than we want them to. But you are our partner. You are our co-worker. You are our individual lives, God, and you care for us individually. I know that you said that you are no respecter of persons, but that doesn't mean that you are not an individualized God. And we have a relationship with you. Thank you, partner God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, partner Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who gives us the ability to speak to Him directly. Amen and amen. And I thank you for listening.